Hare Krishna. Just got back yesterday afternoon. Left exactly a day earlier and went to Egad for a business convention to give a talk in a business convention. And although I could have used my time here, but it was important because it gave the opportunity to meet main businessmen of Hungary. It was a marketing and advertising convention at which I was invited to give a talk on reality. Their theme for that morning session, it was a two-day conference, was reality. So that sort of fit into our theme, our subject matter. And the reason I went was to network with the business people in regards to getting support for the changing the religious law, which I think you all know about, that's potentially going to cause us a lot of grief if it doesn't get changed. And why go to a business conference to do that? Well, because in the present climate in the world, in Europe and in Hungary, the main concern of politicians is economy. You know, economy is really everyone's sort of password. And the businessmen hold the economy in their hand, and politicians are also trying to encourage the businessmen, so they're very inclined to listen to them, in one sense, more than they're inclined to listen to other politicians. And that was my purpose. I came back sometime after my presentation, but Damodar and his wife, Dharmishta, stayed there to continue with making as many contacts as we could and communicating to people. And, of course, they're also concerned, because if governments can make just sort of sweeping, random changes in human rights, then they can also do the same thing in business, and that's also not something that they want to see. So, I went there, and it was really extraordinary in terms of the way it's organized. It was very posh and very well organized, set up, nice place, and resort, five-star resort with, anyway, I just use this term, digital people and digital facilities, and everything was, before I left, I took my name cards in order to give name cards to people. They don't do that type of thing anymore. What I got when I went there, as soon as I walked in, everyone knew who I was, and they immediately gave me my pack, my information, and they also gave me my name tag, and attached to my name tag was this little pen drive. And on that pen drive was all of my email address and telephone number and information. And when I connected or touched that pen drive to someone else's pen drive, who everyone else who was there got that, then immediately that pen drive registered the other person's information, and theirs registered mine, and in that way we collect people's names, which is very, very good, because if you have experience of collecting name cards, it's really nice to collect them, but then what to do with them and keep track of them afterwards is not so easy. This is really easy. Anyway, it was all digital, and I gave a presentation. I gave a talk. There were actually three of us who gave a presentation. One was the director of the Hungarian Opera House. Another one was a psychologist who really hit off with right away, and she wanted us to come and give a talk. And I spoke about, I was asked to speak about reality. So I gave a talk about reality, its relevance to marketing and advertisement. Basically, I just introduced reality as Krishna does in Bhagavad Gita in a very general way, of three components, namely knowing the self, the world that we live in, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing the creator of the two, and the connector of the two. And then I presented the concept of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana, that one needs to actually, reality means that you have the knowledge of the relationship of these three things. You live by that knowledge, and ultimately you cultivate the goal, which I translated to being happy in this life and being happy in the next life. And when people behave, when they have this knowledge, obviously, and everyone agreed, if you don't know who you are, how can you be living in reality when you're living in illusion? And if you don't act according to these principles, then certainly you're also delving deeper and deeper into illusion. So that was the sort of basic introduction. And of course, everyone wants to be happy. People want to be happy. And not only do you want to be happy, but the basic principle of marketing is that we're out to make other people happy. So then I put up the question, well, you're making other people happy, but is it a fact? Are you really making people happy? Are you really giving people what they need to become happy and helping them to come out of illusion on the basis of this description or definition that I gave, or are you just helping people get further and further into illusion? Are you selling them things that they really need in order to know themselves better, in order to be better people in this world, or are you just taking their money? And we came to the conclusion that for the most part, marketing in the modern technological consumer world is about selling people things that they don't need. And so if you're selling people things that they don't need, then neither are you really making them happy, neither are you doing good for them. So then how is that reality? Is that a real way of living? Is that a way of living that you recommend to your family, to your children? So obviously not. But we're not asking that everyone now become a Hare Krishna. So how will they get out of this catch-22 situation? So I pointed out, all right, there's two ways of doing good. If directly you can't do good by your work, if you're not having to own a printing press that prints Bhagavad Gitas or Bibles or something like that, then if you're not doing, and I differentiated between doing material good and doing things like building hospitals and so on in order to help people or feed people, which is all right, but it also has to be in connection with letting people know the reality of who they are, so that curing people, feeding people, educating people, all of these things which people like to do because they feel that they have to do. Many people I know always had a similar experience that wealthy people have a guilt complex. They feel guilty. They know that the money that they're getting is not done by honest means. So they need to balance that off. How will they balance that off? They balance it off by trying to do good. And what is that good that they try to do? Build hospitals and so on. But once again, if that constructing of hospitals and schools doesn't direct people, help, let people know who they are, give them a sense of real identity and direction in life, then it's not complete, although it's better than not doing anything. So I pointed out, therefore, there's this indirect process. That the indirect process is if you're not directly involved in directing people, educating people to the goal of life and understanding themselves, then at least indirectly you should be doing that. And indirectly means, and we gave our formula, that 50%, but at least 10% of your income, you should give for those who have dedicated their lives to guiding people on the path to knowing themselves. And that's what religion is all about. So for those who have a committed religion, then they should help their religion. And those who don't, and if they see eye to eye with what our Krishna consciousness movement is doing, then they can help us. I listed some of the ways in which we're helping people, educating people in these ways, in terms of our college, our temple, particularly our books and our book distribution, or the school for our children, and the farm. And if people really wanted to know of all of these, how is it that they could help the most if they want to become donors, then I suggested that they could help with our new project on the farm, where we're rebuilding, or at least planning to rebuild the temple, because we have 30,000 people who come here on an annual basis, whom we're really making a marked impact in their lives by giving them not only the knowledge of who they are, but actually seeing what it means like to live a Krishna conscious lifestyle. And then we had a slideshow in the background, PowerPoint, while I was talking. Damodar was projecting PowerPoint, and not with any script. We were advised that that's not what people do anymore. They just give pictures and a few pictures. So we projected the picture of the temple as it is now and how we want it to, and then pointed to people that we have two ways in which we're helping to renovate and build onto the existing temple to facilitate both our guests and to facilitate more guests to come, as well as, of course, for the devotees here. And that is to give €1,000 on a monthly, a yearly basis. That's our patronship program. And the other is to give individual larger donations, which can be given to, and if they want to, they can contact myself, they can contact Damodar, and so on. And that way, they can also feel that they're directing people, that they're actually doing good to other people. Even if they're not doing it directly, then they're doing it indirectly, and balance off both that sense of need to help others and at the same time to sort of balance off their karma, because they're also accruing karma when you take from people and you don't really give. The formula of the world is to actually give to others. So, in short, that's what it's about. I have to go.